2010, Man's Mission Devotional Service. The scripture is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Dear devotees, you are the head of the family and the one who has responsibility for providing the support for your family. If you're going through an ordeal like a serious disease, the whole family will suffer together as if the support pillar of the home was being shaken. So the children and wives usually pray for the head of the family as earnestly as they pray for themselves. The men's mission members have to be strength, not only in your households, but to the church as well. Just as you gave praise, you have to march on toward the world. You should become powerful spiritual warriors who can rise up and accomplish anything once you gather your strength. Are you confident? You should courageously take actions before any problem, saying that you men's mission members can do everything. In order to do that, more than anything else, you have to enter into spirit. I've explained this so many times, emphasizing it over and over again. God's kingdom consists not of word, but of power. To be able to bear fruit, we have to cast away sins and evil to become sanctified and to receive spiritual authority. Of course, you have been diligently increasing your faith and trying to go into spirit. But just trying to go into spirit and actually going into spirit are completely different. If you just go into spirit, you will bear the fruits in all respects, whether physical or spiritual. Tests and trials will leave your lives and you will only receive blessings. That's why the title of this devotional service is Perfect Faith. What God wants from you is not just great faith or good faith. He wants you to accomplish perfect faith, which is the full measure of Christ. When you listen to this message, you shouldn't just receive grace from it and forget about it. I urge you to change your heart into a true heart and your faith into perfect faith. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, you may have many testimonies of the blessings in your family, at your workplace, and finally, that you will reach a glorious position in the kingdom of heaven. Dear devotees, Hebrews 10, verse 22 says, Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I will talk to you about three things based on this passage, and I hope that you will check yourself well. I hope you will realize how much of true heart and perfect faith you have accomplished in you. First, it says, hearts clean from evil conscience. To have full assurance of faith, which is the perfect faith, it is a very important thing to realize the evil in your conscience. We can cast away evil only when we realize it. And we can reach perfect faith to the extent that we cast it away. Today's world is so full of sins. People do not even realize how evil they are. Moreover, sin is prevail. Sin prevails in the whole world. People were born in evil, and they make their living in evil, but they don't realize it. There are many people who say they are living without committing sins, and they are living relatively good lives. But you can discover the evil in your conscience by self-reflection through the Word and the works of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in you should help you to realize it. There are so many things that are not considered sins or evil in this world, but which are actually sins and evils in God's sight. If you can't clearly discern your evil, the growth of your faith will be slow in your Christian life. Also, your faith cannot grow if you don't try to cast away what you've realized. Even though you listen to so many messages, you cannot have spiritual faith if you don't cast away evil. What kind of evil you have, what kind of untruth you have, you have to find out, reflecting on the Word of God and the Bible. And when you cast it away, then you can have spiritual faith then. From now on, I will explain the three major characteristics of evil, and I hope that you will check yourself as to what kind of evil you have in your conscience. First, it concerns about selfish motives and greed. They include greed for material gain, fame, and social power. They also include pride, desires to be acknowledged and lifted up, insisting on one's own opinions and tastes, one's own things and one's own family, and so on, etc., etc. If you have selfish motives and greed, many other evil things are derived from them. To fulfill your greed, you may cheat others or seek only your own benefit. If you don't completely satisfy your greed, then your jealousy, hatred, anger, or even something like murder can come out. For this reason, James chapter 1 verses 14 and 15 says, "But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust." This one clearly explains why people are tempted. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Now, how much greed and selfish motives have you cast off? Whether you want to take something without working to earn it? When others are enjoying something good, whether you want to have such things? Whether you put your own interests and your family's interest before the interest of God's kingdom? Or whether you seek your own benefit before the benefit of others? I urge you to check these things first. Galatians 5:24 says, "Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. As written, I urge you to have clean hearts that does not have passions and desires." We are a man of Christ Jesus. So we have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Next is concerned with adultery and lust. Adultery is something that God hates so much. James chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Adultery makes us an enemy of God." It says, "Adultery makes us an enemy of God." Whoever wants to become, I'm telling you again, adultery makes us an enemy of God. Nowadays, in advertisements or magazines or commercial, we can easily see casual nudity to the extent it causes us to embarrassment. Last news says that teenagers are greatly affected by the nudity exposed in TV programming. That's right. In this generation, people do not seek what is pure and virtuous, but only try to stimulate lust, and they think it's something admirable. Now, you've listened to the holiness gospel. And what kind of feelings do you have when you come across such things? God sees the inner heart, and He knows even the momentary thought and the attitude contained in a moment's look. Can you confidently say you don't have anything in your heart or deeds to be ashamed of before such God? Of course, if you are just in the third level of faith, you do not commit adultery in action. But what God wants is not just outward deeds. Just outward deeds is not the only sin, okay? Jesus said in Matthew 5:28, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." So, everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has committed adultery with her in his heart. Now, why Father God gives this kind of passage to you for this devotional service? You should not even have lust for women in the heart, but also cast off the original root of lust. Now, when you found out such sinful natures, how earnestly did you try to cast them away? And how much have you actually cast them away? The 1 Timothy 5:2 says, "Regard the older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters in all purity." I said, when you deal with or interact with people of opposite gender, I hope you will treat them with a pure heart without having any lust. I confidently say, for 28 years since I started this church, since the start of this church, many beautiful ladies come up to this altar to give praise and performance to our God the Father. Now, how much grace do you receive from them? Or whether you have committed adultery in your heart when you're looking at them? If you did, then you have to repent. I can confidently say that God is listening to me. I've never in my heart committed adultery in my heart whenever I see those praise members give praise and performance to God the Father. If I did, Father God would not give such great power to be manifested. All the men's mission members, through this men's devotional service, you have to try to pull out even the slightest point of adultery. Your prayer, your business, all will be prosperous if you don't have such a sin in your heart. Father God will protect you and your business, and He will supervise your heart and lead your way out. When your heart is pure, sinless, without such a heart of adultery, then Father God Himself will supervise your heart and make everything work for good for you. Next, I'll talk about change of mind among the major characteristics of evil. In the Bible, we can read about King Saul, who chased David out of his jealousy to kill him. David was being chased even though he was innocent. Even though he had the opportunity, David didn't kill Saul. He rather made an emotional confession to Saul, saying he didn't have any intention to kill him. When Saul heard his words, he shed tears of emotion and promised David that he wouldn't kill him. But soon, his hatred and envy were rising up like fire in him, and again he began to pursue David to kill him. He was touched by something good and made up his mind to do good, but he couldn't keep his good intentions. And today's believers also have similar attitudes before they go into spirit. They say they realized flesh is meaningless and they determined to go into spirit. But soon after that, their determination disappears. They say they will offer vowed prayer or fasting, but they change their mind and they stop. From time to time, some people say that, you know, they give 21-day fasting. They themselves made up their mind. even though they are not servants of God, even though they are not just workers in the church. Some people come to me and they said they would like to give fasting and prayer. I would try to stop them. But they say it is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then I cannot stop them. But then they say, you know, they give vowed, you know, fasting and prayer to God the Father. But I saw many people stopped in the middle. And they came to me and asked for, you know, a prayer of repentance. You shouldn't do that. When you fast and pray, you have to come up with that decision with the mind, if I die, I will die. Just like the resolution of Esther. But some people give up in the middle just because it is hard. Even though they made a vow to God the Father to give 21 days or 10 days fasting. You shouldn't do that anyway. So they say they will offer vowed prayer or fasting, but they change their mind and stop. I gave many fastings to God the Father, 21-day, 40-day fastings. I passed three critical moments of death, but I made a decision that I will die if I die. Father God hold me for 6 days, but from the seventh day until the last day, Father God didn't care of me. So I had to do fasting all by my own. So I had to pass three critical moments to death. But I made a decision to give 40-day fasting with the mind that, you know, I will die if I die. Then when I prayed so honestly, Father God gave me strength so that I could overcome. But so many people, you know, make a vow to give fasting, but they stop in the middle. If you change your mind, if you break your promise before God, it's not good. They make a vow with burning passion, but soon regret making the vow, wondering why they made such a vow. Performing mission, all the members of the performance committee, there are some people who stop in the middle after they make a vow. Many of you made a vow that you will devote your life for Father God's kingdom with your praise or other talents. But you give up when you come across with a man or a girl and commit the deeds of the flesh. Since you made a vow before God, it will become a great sin. It's the same before people. They say they would do something, but they forget even the fact that they said such a thing. All this changing of the mind comes from evil. Because the evil in heart is agitated, you cannot keep your heart that wants to go and do good. Therefore, if you frequently change your mind, it's a great hindrance in going into spirit. It means you cannot go into spirit because you cannot keep the word that you hear in your mind and you cannot control your desire to follow flesh. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, "Watch you over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Even in the smallest things, I hope that you will make it a habit to keep your word, your decisions and intentions. Especially in the Lord, you made a promise before God that you should keep it. This way, I hope that you will be able to keep your mind and quickly accomplish the heart of spirit. If I make a promise with you or on this altar, whenever I make a promise, I don't recall I have broken any of them. For the last 28 years since the start of this church, I've never broken a promise. Well, if you remember anything, then please remind me. I have kept all the promises that I have made with you. no matter what it was, even though it was a loss to me, I kept it. Well, that's why you follow me, right? Dear devotees, so far, I've explained about selfish motives and greed, adultery and lust, and changing of mind. Just by checking these three aspects, you can realize how much evil you have in your heart. And just by casting away these three things, you can cast away so many other sins together. So these are the three big major roots of evil, okay? If you pull them out, so many other subsidiary evils will come out. When you uproot a tree, if you pull out the major root, all other smaller roots will come out together with the major root. In the same way, if you cast away greed, lust, and changing of mind, you can cast away so many other things that are related to them. I mean, before the start of this church, I got rid of greed. And Father God told me that if your member cast off greed, then I will abundantly bless them. Because greed and lust gives birth to death, gives birth to sin, and sin gives birth to death. If you get rid of greed from your heart, then Father God will give you abundant blessing. But since the start of this church, there have been so many people who haven't been able to cast off such greed. Father God promised to give you blessing if you cast off greed. But I cannot understand why it is so difficult for you to get rid of such greed. Father God said He would give you everything you ask for once you get rid of such greed. Therefore, I hope you will diligently reflect upon yourself using the Word of God and change yourself. In doing so, I hope you will be able to confess before God that you have cast away evil and come to have perfect faith. But dear devotees, today's scripture also says, our bodies washed with pure water. When your body is dirty, you wash your body with pure water, right? To wash our bodies with pure water refers to the process of acting according to the Word of God and casting away our evil. Spiritually, water refers to the Word of God, okay? So, it refers to the process of acting according to the Word of God and casting away evil. So when Father God tells you to get rid of it, then you get rid of it. When Father God tells you to do it or don't do it, then you do it and you should not do it. When you live by such Word of God, then you will be cleansed. The process of increasing our measure of faith is the process of constantly realizing the evil in our conscience and washing ourselves with this water. If you don't realize you have evil in your heart, then you cannot cleanse your conscience. That's why Apostle Paul said he died daily. It means he found his evil in his heart and washed it with the pure water of God every day. All men are born with original sin when they are born. And all kinds of sins are input to their heart when they see, when they hear, when they watch, when they experience. From your environment, you made up your own self-framing and righteousness. But you will find this is useless once you accept the Lord as your Savior and when you learn the truth. So when you remake yourself with the truth, then you will become so lovely children to God the Father. Inside church, you become the witnesses. But those who are loved God are so much blessed. You are the witnesses. They are never being stricken with diseases. They never come across with disasters. Even if they make a mistake, even if they make a mistake during driving, and their car is wrecked, they are protected. You have seen them. We keep on washing ourselves without rest until we eventually reach perfect faith. But today, not all believers in God wash their bodies with pure water. Some teachers of the Word of God say it is impossible to become completely sanctified. There are some servants of God who say like this, but you are the witnesses. It is very, very possible to be completely sanctified. You have become gentle, you are full of virtue and love, and you are sanctified. When somebody hits you on your right cheek, you turn your left cheek to them. Many of you become like this. They say we are justified by faith and we should try not to commit sins, but we cannot cast away the sinful nature itself. But the Bible tells us to be holy and to be sanctified in many places. But they just seem to skip these passages. Since Father God is holy, you should become holy. I am perfect, so you should become perfect. You can find these verses in the Bible. And you should participate in the nature of God. So, many people who attend church live in sins just like the unbelievers of the world. So you should not ignore such verses in the Bible. You should try to live by the Word of God. But some people say they can't. For this reason, I hope that you will be thankful that you hear this gospel of holiness and experience the power of God. As the days go by and the world becomes more stained with evil, it becomes increasingly more difficult to find people who proclaim the true will of God. Amos 8:11 says, "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord." So many places of the world are encountering disasters, accidents, typhoons, hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanic eruption, heavy snowfall. So many people have been suffering this year from drought, hunger. There are so many people dying. Even in the States, 50 million people are suffering from hunger. Father God is proclaiming His Word, but people are trampling on the Word of God and they don't live by the Word of God. My heart is burning for them. But mommy and members live by the Word of God, and Father God lives our lives prosperous. And all the people around the world should do so. There are many Christian countries. But we can see how corrupted they are, because they just confess with their lips that they believe in God, but they do not live in the Word of God. They do not live in the light. There are not many countries who live by the Word of God. It's hard to find such countries. And people destroy the nature that Father God has given to us. Father God made every nature operate precisely according to His law. But for the benefit of human beings, people have destroyed many nature. I loved my hometown very well. Whenever I went to hometown, it was so lovely. But I don't like to go to my hometown anymore, because there used to be beautiful hills, larks, rabbits, deers. There were such beautiful scenes in my hometown. beautiful bamboos and pine trees, beautiful fruit trees. I was able to see them. But for the benefit of man, they destroyed them and made them field to cultivate some wheat and rice. So my hometown is not a hometown where I used to live anymore. So I don't have any desire to go back. If it were the way I used to live, then I would like to go back. I heard that the rice is overflowing this country, so it has been a problem in this country. But even in this spiritual famine, you're always provided with true bread and water of life. The gospel of holiness preached in this church is the word that shines the light on each of the hidden evil in your deep heart and enables you to realize yourself. It penetrates even to dividing of the soul, spirit, joints, and marrow, to let you cast away even the delicate sins. Also, when you cast away sins with the word, you don't do that out of fear of being punished. Because you experience the power of God, you can be assured of the love of God. And in that love and hope of heaven, you cast away sins. You can realize deep in your heart, and you don't do it by force. You diligently try to resemble God. You can realize deep in your heart that flesh is meaningless and cast it away like rubbish. I hope you will be thankful to God from the depths of your heart for allowing you to hear this word of truth and of His power. I urge you to wash your body again and again with pure water, with overflowing thanks and hope, so that you can reach perfect faith. Dear devotees, thirdly, the scripture talks about a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. A sincere heart in full assurance of faith. When you have a sincere heart, without evil, without untruth, then you can have full assurance of faith from heaven. It is given from God. Father God will give you perfect faith. When we realize the evil conscience and wash our bodies with pure water, we can have sincere hearts and full assurance of faith, which is the perfect faith. But this cannot be done overnight. We have to listen to the word with a longing heart and find out each of the evils in our conscience. And when we realize something, we have to pray fervently. We also need our own efforts to change ourselves and always be on the alert. Sometimes you think you cast away evil to some extent by trying hard, but the same kind of evilness come out again. But you shouldn't lose heart even in these situations. I gave you the allegory of onions before. When you peel off the skin of onions, it will still have the skins. But if you keep on peeling it off without giving up, you will eventually peel off everything. Likewise, as you keep on casting off evil again and again, one day you will cast it away completely. Believing in this fact, I hope that you will be joyful and thankful when you realize your evils. As I said in the morning, Sister Mi-kyung Han and Christine Han, they don't even realize whether they have evil in their heart. But to be sure, they don't have evil. Since they said they are surrounded with good people of good faith, they cannot find evil in their heart. What they say, actually they don't have evil in their heart. That's why they always have smile on their face. They always joyful and thankful. Of course they cannot realize because they don't have evil in their hearts. Even if some people try to ignore them, try to call them bad names, or trying to squint their eyes facing them. You know, they interpret it in goodness. They receive rather grace. Even if some people treat them with evil, they take it as goodness. That's why they keep peace with everybody, and they always are full of joy and thanks and peace in their hearts. That's why they are happy all the time, even if they stay in this church, even if they work in this church for 2 or 3 years. And they don't have changing heart. I hope that you will have such a heart. How good it will be. The heart of the Lord, the heart of God. I hope that you will resemble such a heart of God and the Lord. Father God, wait for sinners to change as a 1,000 days or a day. So many people in the world call God bad names, insult our God without reason. They proclaim there is no God. Some people say God is dead. Our God, God the Almighty, God the Creator, they don't realize our God. Who made our eyes? How precise, how delicate our eyes. Who made our nose, our mouth, our ears, and our face? God the Almighty, God the Creator, designed it. How can this face be evolved? Just give it a thought. How can all human beings have similar and identical facial structure? Even from the people from Latin America, European people, from Asia, other countries, they all have same facial structure. What about animals? Lions, bears, cows, lambs, elephants, they have 2 eyes, 1 nose, 2 nostrils, 1 mouth, 2 ears. Their facial structures are the same. Now, who made it? Do you think it was done by accident? Now, what about birds? Those countless birds, they all have 2 eyes, 1 nose, 1 mouth. The structure is the same. They eat with their mouth and they give out after digestion. It's the same. And there are 2 genders, male and female. 2 males get together, conceive a baby, and they give birth to next generation. Human beings, all animals. Even a small, trivial animal, when they are born, they look for mother. And they know how to survive. Think of salmon. They swim to go back to their homeland 5,000 kilometers away. They don't have compass. Out of their instinct, they look for the place where they were born. And they give birth to the next generation. 5 or 10,000 kilometers away. They come back to their where they were born. And they die there. The salmon in Pacific area come back to the place where they were born and they die there. But the salmon in the Atlantic area, they went back to where they used to live. What about the animals in Africa? When there is drought, they moved to other place for months out of their instinct. And they moved to other place. Now, who taught them? Who taught them? Did they study? Do they have maps? Is there any guide? Yeah, is there any guide? What about insects? They have two eyes. They have say facial, I mean similar facial structure. Now, by looking at this fact, you should realize that there is only one God Creator, Almighty. And His divine power and nature is put into all creatures. And there is judgment at the end. And there should be no excuse that they didn't know there is God. When people have goodness in their heart, when they want to find it, then they can find God. When I pray on this altar, transcending space and time, people in other countries receive healing works. Cancers got healed. I think I heard it yesterday. One leper was healed through applying one sweet water. Father God is there and He works. You have to be positive thinking that you can go one step closer to sanctification if you cast away the evil that you've discovered. I urge you to keep on running until you accomplish perfect faith with thanks. Here comes the conclusion. Dear devotees, Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14 says, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul performed great power and communicated with God clearly, but he didn't say, look at all I have accomplished. He just forgot what he had done, but just kept on marching until he reached the perfect level that God desired of him. God wants you to do the same. You shouldn't say you've tried hard until now and you are close to Spirit. God wants you to go into Spirit completely. So please, Father God wants you to come into Holy Spirit. Please check whether or not you are satisfied with what you've already accomplished and whether or not you have stopped in spiritual growth. You shouldn't say, my faith has grown up. I have important duties and the shepherd also knows me. So I have true heart and perfect faith to some extent. Also, some of you may not say you have accomplished to some extent, but have cooled down in your passion and fervor for sanctification. As you become lukewarm in faith, and as your march toward going into Spirit slows down, your fleshly attributes will soon be revealed. So until you come into Holy Spirit, it can happen anytime. Once you come into Holy Spirit, your growth, spiritual growth, will not stop. You will be able to go into deeper level of Spirit. And you will make more effort to accomplish the kingdom of God. If you stopped in the middle, that means you haven't come near to Spirit. This church has come to this far, so we can take a rest. Have I ever said that? Have I ever asked you to give me a vacation for a year? We have to march on until the Lord comes back, until He comes back to take us back. We should march on. We should accomplish. We should save just one more soul. You become arrogant and develop stronger self-righteousness and frameworks, then you'll not listen to anybody's advice. Before, you used to try all your best with all your heart, mind, and soul in your given duty. But your attitude changes. You just do it casually saying, I have experience with this, so I'll just do like the last time. Also, you used to try to obey all the words you heard. But this attitude also changes. When you hear the truth, you do not obey, giving excuses using your fleshly thoughts. And yet, you justify yourself, saying, it's not that I didn't have faith, but I have a reason for this. While you get into flesh more and more this way, you may even completely betray God if you face something that is not beneficial for you. That's why you must never stop in your march of faith going into spirit until you completely pull out the root of flesh. All the attributes of flesh, you have to cast them off. Then, once you come into spirit, then you don't have to worry about it because you will not feeling to take a rest since you come into spirit already. You cannot think of becoming lazy, okay? I hope you will renew your mind once again through this devotional service. I urge all of you Man's Mission members to become spotless and blameless so that Satan cannot accuse you of anything. May you receive abundant blessings in spirit and body and become key players in building the Canaan Sanctuary. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. All the Men's Mission members, you can do it. With one heart, one mind, we have to accomplish the desire that Father God wants of us, this church. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your great love and grace. Let your message become life and faith in our hearts. Father, please help us to realize evil in our hearts. Help us to get rid of them. Let us find greed, lust, adulterous mind, and get rid of them. Please let us wash our bodies with pure water and come into spirit and whole spirit. Help us, Father. Father, let us have sincere heart and full assurance of faith and perfect faith. Until that moment, let us struggle against sin to the point of shedding blood with fervent prayers. Father, let us give constant prayers and deeds of faith to have full assurance of faith with sincere heart. Father, bless all the members to accomplish perfect faith by accomplishing spirit and whole spirit. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. You wonder why this devotional service is over quickly? Well, our precious guests, ambassadors, are in quite tight schedule, so they have to hurry. So that's why. You will find that some of the ambassadors have left already when I finish this prayer, okay? Father God, please lay your hands on all sick parts of the body or infirmities of that body. And Father, they receive this prayer for the desires of your heart, of their hearts. Please give answers to their desires of heart. Father, please work transcending space and time on all the churches and branches who receive this prayer through internet and satellites and all your GCN TV viewers and Mamin TV viewers and your children and all the missionaries in overseas countries and members of 9,000 branch churches. Father, please, ambassadors from 12 countries are here together with us. Please work on them. Father, please work on them. Ambassador Francis Umana from Honduras, And ambassador from Peru, Marcela Ropez Bravo. And from Republic of Dominica, Ambassador Hector Galvan. And ambassador of Azerbaijan, Robson Jamshdov. And from El Salvador, Ambassador Joyla Aguirre de Mai. And from Slovakia, Ambassador Dusan Vela and Madame Eugenia Bella. And from Serbia, Ambassador Slobodan Markovic and Madame Mira Nizatovic. From Panama, Ambassador Jaime Lasso and Madame Liliana Jaramillo. And their children, Miss Valeria and Mr. Andy Lasso. And from Cote d'Ivoire, Ambassador Kwasi Florang Ekura and Madame German Ekura. And from East Timor, Ambassador Juan Viegas Cajascalaon and Madame Rosa Maria. And from Ecuador, Ambassador Guillermo Lara. From Costa Rica, Ambassador Fernando Bourbon. Please lay your hands on them. Give them fullness and inspiration and communication of the Holy Spirit and surround them with your light of original light. Let them experience you. Give them passion. Father, please bless their countries, be with them, give grace over them, and drive disasters from their countries. Father, many countries are suffering from earthquakes. Please help them and prevent them having earthquakes. You are Almighty. Please stop earthquakes from those countries. And let them drive away poverty. And let their people awake and work. And let them become wealthy countries. Father, please work on their business and trade. And let them have in peace between nations and peoples. Let them drive away poverty, but let them be rich and bless all the ambassadors and their family in spirit and in body. Father, please, if they have diseases, burn their diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, let them be faithful to their duties as ambassador, Father. Please give wisdom and understanding to those ambassadors. Let them correctly understand you. Let them receive perfect faith and grace from you, Father. Father, thank you. Father, bless their countries and give grace to them. And let them be faithful to their duties. Give them wisdom and understanding from heaven. And let them receive blessing when they come in or when they come out. Father, please help them. Father, thank you. All the members of the church, please lay your hands from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, Pastor Paul Lee from Germany, he is going to deliver messages about measure of faith in the Heinsberg Church in March 7th. Please bless him and let many pastors attend and receive grace. Let there be work of healing. From Bolivia, In El Song, request prayer to come to Korea well. Chung Hui from Taiwan, request prayer for the torn down tendon and to be healed of after effects of accidents. All the after effects go away. May the light come. Anumol Anita, request prayer to pass the test for college entrance and to recover eyesight back. Father, please bless their right eyes and let them have good grade in college entrance exam. From China, Zhou Wensing requests a prayer for his disease. And Liu Pang, Yun Tae Kim, Dong Soo Kim, Sung Bo Kim requests a prayer for conception of baby and mental illness, leukemia, heartache, stomachache, high blood pressure, brain tumor, and paralysis, respectively. But please burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. But please work on them transcending space and time. Let them become healthy in spirit and in body. All the members of this church, let them see well, let them hear well. Let them speak well. Cleanse them, Father. Let all the pains go away, Father. All the terminal cancers, be cleansed. Lung, stomach, all the intestines and organs, burn diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fatigue, go away. Itching, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, please work on these people. Let their paralyzed body become normal. Diabetes, go away. Low blood pressure, high blood pressure, go away. Burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, let them have normal level of diabetes level. Let them become healthy in spirit. All the men's mission members, let them have sincere heart and full assurance of faith, Father. Give them sincere heart and full assurance of faith. When they have perfect faith, they can have faith that everything is possible. Even impossible becomes possible, Father. Father, open the gate of heaven and bless their work and business, Father. Let them receive blessing when they come in, when they go out. Let them land but not borrow. Give them jobs, Father. All the members of the church, give answers to their prayers and desires of their hearts. Father, thank you. Protect them, bless them for this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.